We are holding the bottom of Ayin Vavam Bey's second to last line. The Mishnah mentioned that there are five things that even though they come b'toma because tomotra b'tzibur, nonetheless, they're not nechal, they're not eaten when they come b'toma. So the Gemara asks, v'nisni na mesiru ragalim, why is it limited to only five? Why don't we also count the se'irim that are brought up together with the musaf of every yomtiv, which is not listed in the Mishnah, and therefore there should be more than five? And for the Gemara, ha'toni le'zivchei shal metzibur. Once the Mishnah already said that zivchei shal metzibur are doicha tuma, but they're not nechal, so we would know who adin all other karbonis tzibur that have a set time, like Sirur Lagolim, would be the same as the Zivchei Shalmet Zibur, and therefore they don't have to be mentioned separately. They're included in that. Iyachi, if that's the case, Sirur Rosh Chodesh Nami, so why does the Sirim of Rosh Chodesh have to be listed separately? Like Nisni, they should also not be said, the Hatan Zivchei Shalmet Zibur, because once we already said Zivchei Shalmet Zibur are Doichet Tuma, but they're not Nechal, so we'll know who Adin, the Sirur Rosh Chodesh, which are also Karbon Zibur, that have a set time. And for the Gemara, Amri, Siri, Rosh HaKadosh HaMitzrichale, the Se'irim of Rosh Chodesh has to be spoken out. Why? Because Salka Daitach Amina, I would have thought to say, Holoksiv Behu Mayed, it doesn't say Mayed pertaining to the Se'irim Rosh HaKadosh, and therefore you would think that they're not Toich HaShabbos and they're not Toich HaTumah. Because even though in the parsha of Moyadim, like we'll see soon, it says b'moyadim to teach us that all of them are daicha, but I would think that that's only referring to the things that are considered moyad. But Rosh Chodesh is not considered a moyad. Maybe it's not daicha Shabbos and not daicha Tuma. Kamashalon. So that's the chiddush of the Mishnah, that it is daicha Tuma, and the reason is the Rosh Chodesh should be moyad because Rosh Chodesh is taka called a moyad, and therefore it's nichlal in the moyad that the Torah says. How do we see that Rosh Chodesh is called a Moed? Because Abaye, the Amar Abaye, Tammuz Dahai Shata Meluyi Malya. Because Abaye says that Tammuz of that year, the year of Shiluach Meraglim, that the Gemara in Tainus is trying to make a cheshbin how they came back right before Tisha B'Av, and therefore they cried that night, the night of Tisha B'Av, and therefore it became a Bechir L'Doyres. So the Gemara makes a calculation and comes off with a discrepancy of a day. And the Gemara says, must be that the Tammuz of that year, even though normally there's only one day Rosh Chodesh, but on that year it was a full month, it was an extra day. And therefore, there was 2 days Rosh Chodesh, it was an extra day. And therefore, it comes out that the Cheshbon works that they did cry on the night of Tisha B'Av. Dichsiv, like it says in the Pasuk, Kara Alai Moed, Hashem called for a Moed, an extra day of Rosh Chodesh, Lishbar Bahurai, to make a day that breaks the young ones, that breaks Chayasol, meaning a day that is Mukhan and prepared for Pranis for Chayasol. So at the end of the day, we see over here that Rosh Chodesh is referred to as a Moed. So therefore, when the Torah says that the Karbonis of Moed are Doicha, Shabbos, and Tumah, it includes the Karbonis of Rosh Chodesh, and that's the Chiddush of our mission, why this one has to be mentioned separately. Says the Gemara, remember, this is coming to say, basically in our Mishnah, the Kulim Moed Asu, that all of them are learned from the fact that the Torah calls them Moed, therefore they are brought regardless, even on Shabbos and even Betuma. Minanimili, where do we get this from? The Tanur Rabbanon, Vaidaber Meshech Meyadei Hashem. This is written in Parshas Emor. At the end of the parasha of the Moed, it says, "Va'yidamer Moshe Mayad Hashem of Bnei Yisrael." Matamolim. What is this pasuk coming to teach us? Says the Gemara, "Lefisha leilam lamadnu elo the Talmud Pesach." We only know that the Talmud and the Korban Pesach are Deicha Shabbos and Tumah. Shenemah, like it says in the pasuk, "Buhu." With regard to these things, the Talmud and the Pesach, b'Moyadai, which we dash and b'Moyadai after the B'Shabbos and Moyadai after the B'Tumah, that they're brought in their right time, no matter what, even if it's Shabbos and even if the Tzibur is Tamei, Shar Karbonas Tzibur Minayin. How do you know that the same Allah is true by all other Karbonas Tzibur that have a set time? Shenemar Teretz is, because it says in Parashas Pinchas, at the end of the parasha that discusses all the Musafim of all the different Yom Tovim, it says, Eile Ta'asu Hashem B'mayadeichem, the following you should do, you should bring and sacrifice to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on your Mayadim, on your Yom Tovim. So, this word b'mayadechim says that all yomim tovim that are called mayid, these karbonis are doicha Shabbos and are doicha tumah. However, minayin l'rabbis oimer v'akarvi mayid. that's only good for the parasha Musafim. How do we know to include the Karban Omer, which is brought on the second day of Pesach, Vakar Vimay, and all the other Karbanas that come in conjunction with the Karban Omer, and also Shtei Alechem, the Shtei Alechem which is brought on Shavuos, Vakar Vimam, and the Karbanas that are brought in conjunction with the Shtei Alechem, like the Zivchei Shal Mitzibra and the other Karbanas that the Torah mentions, because all these Karbanas are not mentioned in Parashat Pinchas, which it says B'mayadechem, rather they're mentioned in Parashat Zemar. Talmud Lomer, so that's why the Torah says in Parashat Zemar as well, V'adam Moses Mayadei Hashem al B'nei Yisrael, HaKazim Kol Avoi Mayid Echol B'kulim, that these are also considered Mayid, and therefore they're all considered Mayid, and they all have this Kayach to be Deicha Shabbos and to be Deicha Tumah. V'chol Hani Lomeli, Frak the Gemara, why does the Torah have to say it by all of them? By Talmud, by Pesach, by the Karbonis of Parashas Pinchas, by the Karbonis of Parashas Omer, Emor, why can't we learn one from the other with a mamatzinu? So said the Gemara Tzvichi. The Kasser Achmona Talmud had it there only written Talmud Havamina. Then I would have said Talmud. Maybe Dafka the Talmud is Doiche Shekein Tadir Vichalul because it has two milas. Number one, it's a carbon that's brought Tadir. It's brought consistently. It's brought every day, day in, day out. And number two, it's Kalul. It's completely burnt. So since it's completely burnt, it's more calmer. Therefore, it has a light to be Doicha Shabbos and to be Doicha Tumah. Avol Pesach, but a Karban Pesach, which is seasonal and only comes once a year, and it's not kolel, it's eaten, therefore, lo, maybe it doesn't have the kayach to be Doicha Shabbos and Tumah, Kamashal, and that's why the Torah had to write by a Karban Pesach. Because Rachman of Pesach had the Torah written only by a Karban Pesach and not by Talmud, then I would say, Pesach Shu Anosh Kares, a Pesach where if they don't bring a Karban Pesach, the person is Chayav Kares, so that's why it's a Chomer carbon, and it's Deicher Shabbos, and it's Deicher Tumah. I will Talmud the Inanush Kares, whereas a carbon Talmud, where if they don't bring the Talmud for one day, there's no Chayav Kares for not bringing the Talmud. So Eimaloy maybe doesn't have the Kares to be Deicher Shabbos and Tumah. Kamashalom, that's why the Torah had to write by both Pesach and Talmud. Because Rachmana Hani Tati had the Torah only written these two, Havamina, I would have said Hanihu Yesh Ben Tzad Chomer. These two, Pesach and Talmud, are Deicha because each one has a Tzad Chumah which no other Karbanas have. Talmud is Tadir, V'chalo, like we said before, and Pesach, Shavuot is Karas, and Pesach, if they don't bring it, they're Chayav Karas, whereas all the other Karbanas, if they don't bring it, they're Mevatel Mitzah, but there's no Chayav Karas for not bringing it. Avoshar Karbanas Sibur Eimaloy, but any other Karban Sibur, the Musafim of every Yom Tiv, and the Oymish, the Alechem, all the other Karbanas we discussed before, maybe they're not Deicha. That's why the Torah wrote in Parashas Pinchas to tell us that the Musafim are Deicha Shabbos and Tumah as well. Because Rachmana Eilat Hasel Hashem v'Mayadechem had the Torah only written those in Parashas Pinchas, Havamina Shar Karbanas Sibur Aboyin L'Chaper, that's all the Karbanas Sibur that come for Kapara. The Chatois for sure come for Kapara, and even the Eilus that come, Eilus have some level of Kapara that an Eilus brings. However, the Omer and the Shtei Alechem, they ain't bone the chapa, that they have no kapara whatsoever. El hatir b'alma, they're only coming to be matir the new crop, the new grain. The Omer is matir the Isser Chalish, that the private people could eat the new crop afterwards. And the Shtei Alechem is what is matir to bring karbonis from the new crop in the Beis HaMikdash for that year. So since they're only coming lahatir, maybe they're not so important to bring dafka then, b'shabbos or b'tumah, and you could push it off, kamash v'lam, that even the Omer and Shtei Alechem are also Deicha Shabbos and Tumah. And the opposite, because the Rachmana Omer and Shtei Alechem had the Torah only written Omer and Shtei Alechem Lichudayo alone and not written the ones in Parshas Pinchas, Havamina, then I could have said Adarab, the opposite. Omer Shtei Alechem Dalimi, these are strong, Debay Lahata, because you need them to be Mutter, and if they're not going to come, the new crop is not going to become Mutter. So that's why the Torah allowed it to be Deicha Shabbos and Tumah. Ava Hanoch, but the other Karbonis of Yom Tov de Musafim, that are not coming to be Matur Loi, maybe they cannot be Deicha Shabbos and Tumah, Kamashalom, that's why the Torah had a right by all of them to say that they're all Deicha. Says the Gemara, Svarua, the Amoraim of the Beis Medrash, who are about to ask the following Kasha, made an assumption in order to ask the Kasha, and they assumed, they held, to the Kuli Alma Tumah Dechuyu Betzibur, that which we know, that you bring Karbon Sibur in spite of the fact that they're Tamei. So there's a machlokes throughout Zvachim in our Masechta and again in Maseches Yuma, that which we push off Tumah Betzibur, is it Tumah Dechuyah Betzibur? Really there's a problem of Tumah, and nonetheless we push it aside in order to bring the carbon sefer. And if that's the case, it's kind of like a bidyeved. And if the, you only do it as a last resort, like sort of like our essay defilas to say, there's no other choice, so this one overrides that one. But lemaisa, you're pushing off the iser of tumah. Or do we say no, tumah hutra b'tzibur, that when it comes to tzibur, the Torah is matter the iser tumah, ki'u, there's no iser there, and kind of like even lachatchila, you could do it b'tumah. When we'll see throughout the various sugyas coming up, different nafkaminas between tumah hutra b'tzibur and tumah d'chuyah b'tzibur, but on the simplest level, the Gemara says right away that if tumah is hutra b'tzibur, so then it's mutter without any help. Masha Engen, if it's d'chuyah b'tzibur, there's really a problem of tumah, and nonetheless, the din of hakrovas karbonas sefer is doicha the iser tumah. So lemaisa is pasul. At the end of the day, it's tameh. So you need the tzitz to be meratzah, just like the tzitz is normally meratzah on things b'diavad that were brought with tumah. So you need the tumah, the tzitz, to be meratzah on the problem of tumah in order that it should be accepted. If you hold tumah d'chuyah he b'tzibur. So coming back, so svarua, everybody held in the base manage, so the Kumi Alma, that all Tanaim agree that Tumah Dechuya Hi B'tzibur, mean not all Tanaim throughout Shas, because we know there is such another Shita, but rather all the ones that our Mishnah is referring to hold Tumah Dechuya Hi B'tzibur, and therefore by Tzitz L'Ratza, you need a Tzitz of Imratza in order for the carbon to be accepted. Why are we assuming that? The Leka Tana Deshamet Lei the Amar Tumah Hutra B'tzibur, because there is no Tana that holds Tumah Hutra B'tzibur, El Rav Yehuda, with the exception of Rav Yehuda. So since Rav Yehuda is like the Das Yachid, so to say, regarding Tumah Hutra B'tzibur, we'll make an assumption that the Tana of our Mishnah is not going to hold that way, rather is going to hold Tumah D'chuyah B'tzibur. Where do we have this Rav Yehuda? The Tanya sits the tzitz that the Kohen Gadol wears, so ben sheyeshnei al metzvah, whether the Kohen Gadol is wearing it currently on his forehead, ben sheyeshnei al metzvah, whether it's not on his forehead at the time, meratza, either way, it's meratza on a carbon that was brought to him, adir Reb Shimon. That's the shita of Reb Shimon. Reb Yehuda says no. Odeyu al mitzvah, if the Kohen Gadol is wearing it on his forehead, then meratza. And odeyu al mitzvah, but if it's not on his forehead, then in meratza, it's not meratza. Amalei Reb Shimon, so Reb Shimon asked Reb Yehuda, Kohen Gadol b'Reiyah Ma Kippurim Yechiach, I'll bring a rye from the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, She'ena Mitzchoy, because when the Kohen Gadol does the Avodas L'Znayv L'Snim, he's only wearing the Big Day Lavan, he's not wearing the Tzitz. U'miratza, nonetheless, it's Miratza, because we know Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur, all Kavan Tzibur, including the ones on Yom Kippur, are brought if the Tzibur is Tameh. They're brought by Tumah. So if you need to come on to Ritzei Tzitz, and the Kohen Gadol is not wearing the Ritzei Tzitz, nonetheless we know you bring it, must be that it's Meratzeh, even if he's not wearing it. Right, so Kohen Gadol b'Yom Kippurim Yechiach She'ene Al Mitzvah, he's not currently wearing it, Meratzeh, nonetheless we see that the Tzitz Meratzeh. Amalois, Rav Yehuda said back to Rav Shimon, no, don't bring a rye from there. Hanukkah Yom Kippurim, leave Yom Kippur alone. That's different. She'tumah Hutra B'Tzibur, because over there you don't need the Tzitz. Wisconsin is talking about a carbon tzibur, and the halacha is tumah hutra b'tzibur, so it's mutter gomer without even the ritzit tzitz. So enechanam, you don't have the ritzit tzitz because he's not wearing it, but you don't need the ritzit tzitz. So michlal, from the fact that Rav Yehuda answered back that over there it's hutra b'tzibur, must be that Rav Shimon, who asked the kasha, that Rav Shimon saw tumah d'chuyah b'tzibur, because Rav Shimon holds that it's not hutra b'tzibur, it's only d'chuyah b'tzibur. U'dekuli alma, that's assumption number one. Says the Gemara, assumption number two, Udukuli alma inat tzitz meratze al achilus. That the tzitz, when it's meratze, it's only meratze on the parts of the carbon that go on the mizbeach. But the achilus, the parts that are eaten by either the kehanim or the bailim, the tzitz is not meratze for those parts. So it comes out that when the carbon is brought with tumah, the only part that's going to be kosher is the parts that are brought on the mizbeach, but not the parts that are meant to be eaten. Why are we assuming that? The Lekatan of the Shamat Lei, the Amr, Tzitz Meratza Al-Achilos, there's no Tana that holds that the Tzitz is Meratza even on the Achilos, even on the parts that are eaten, Elo Rebliezer, with the exception of Rebliezer. And therefore, again, it's a Das Yachid. We're not going to assume that the Tanoim of our Mishnah hold that way. The Tanya, like we learned in Abraisa, Rebliezer Aymer, Hatzitz Meratza Al-Achilos. Rebliezer says the Tzitz is Meratza on the Achilos, on the parts of the Kehanim we're going to eat. Rabbi Yossi Omer, whereas Rabbi Yossi says, "Ein hatzitz meratza al achilos," that the tzitz is not going to be meratza on the achilos, and therefore we're going to assume now that everybody else holds like Rabbi Yossi, that the tzitzis is not beratza amachilis. Now, when you put these two things together, tumah is only the chuyah betzibra, it needs to come on to reach the tzitz. And number two, the tzitz is not meratza amachilis. So, if that's the case, name of let us say masdisa klar b'shua that our mishnah cannot be the shita of b'shua. The tanya, because we learned in the brayse, the pasuk says, "O sisa l'sechah baser adam, you should be makriv a carbon oila, the meat and the blood of the carbon." Rabbi Yeshua Imer, why does the Torah mention both things? To tell us that in order for the carbon to be kosher, you need both components. And therefore, main dam, main basar, if you don't have the dam to do zrika, then you're not makter the basar on the mizbeach, which is obviously true because the main part of the carbon is always the dam, and without the dam, the carbon is not kosher, so you can't be makter the basar on the mizbeach. But the opposite is true as well, main basar, main dam. If you don't have any basar, it got destroyed or all became tameh, so then there's no point in doing this zrika. You don't do a zrika to a carbon if there's no basar to be makriv on the mizbeach, or a carbon that's meant to be eaten, there's no basar to be eaten. Rabbi Yezer says, no, dam afal bi shein basar, you makriv the dam, even if there's no basar to be makter, shenem, like it says in a different pasuk, v'dam zivachecha yishofet, you should pour the blood of your carbon on the mizbeach. Over there it just mentions the blood, so it's mashu, you do a zrika regardless whether there's basar or whether there's not basar. Says Rabbi Eliezer, "Ma'ani mekayim." So what do I do with the other pasuk of a sisa or the secha abosar adam? Loy melacha. That's coming to teach us. Ma dam bezriko. Just like the dam is thrown onto the mizbeach, it's not placed on the mizbeach. Abosar bezriko. So to the meat is not placed onto the marocha to be burnt, but rather has to be thrown. How the Omer, from here we learn, lul katon yesh. There was like a small gap in kerish lemizbeach between the ramp and the roof of the Mizbeach, that they would stand on the edge of the ramp and this way throw it over onto the fire. Now, Enechanami, you could throw it from the top of the Mizbeach as well, but the Rishonim explained that this was done as a reminder to remember to throw it because there was a gap there, so you would stop right before the gap and throw it over onto the fire. According to Rabbi Yeshua as well, Hoksiv, what did you do with the other pasuk of Adam Zavachach Yishofech? So Rabbi Yeshua will tell you, yes, the pasuk says of dam zochech yishofech, but the end of that very pasuk says v'abasot teichol, and then eat the meat. So other rabbi will make the same drasha that we said before. You only do a zrika on mizbeach if there is basar to be eaten. Says the Gemara, if that's the case, hanitre krol di nomili. Why do we need two psukim? This pasuk over here that says you need two components, and the pasuk before v'asisa l'sacha basar v'adam that says you need two components. Everything more, chaba, either one's talking about a carbon, either chaba shlom, and the other one's talking about a carbon shlom, and utzricha, and you need the pasuk to mention both. The kasar achmano, but either had a terrorist said this halacha only by a carbon, either that you need two components, chaba mina, either udechamira, because an oila is chamer. Shekain kolo, because it's completely burned on his back. That's why, in order to be able to do the zrika, you have to have two components, both pasar and dam. Our shlomim, but a shlomim v'lechamim, which is not as chomer because it's not kol o'em aloi. So maybe you do this zrika regardless, even if there's no second component. V'ikazar achmana shlomim, had it there only written shlomim and not aloi, so then I have a mina other rabbi. I would say the exact opposite. That by a shlomim, this mushte achilas, since there's two achilas, there's achilas mizbeach and achilas adam, so therefore it's more chomer, and that's why the Torah is makbid that there should be basar there, and you don't do this because dam if there's no basar. Avol oilu v'les v'shtei achilas, but an oilu where it all goes in mizbeach, there's no two achilas adam and achilas mizbeach. Emel, maybe it's not as chomer, and therefore you could do this even without any basar. Kamash, well, no, that's why you need the pasuk by both. Fracting Gemara of Rabbi Yezer Nami, according to Rabbi Yezer, it's as well, how could you learn from the pasuk of Adam Zivachach Yishofech that you do this zricha regardless? Haksiv, doesn't it say at the end of that pasuk, like Rabbi Yeshua said before, v'abasot teichal, which tells us you only do this zricha if there's basar to eat and otherwise not? Amar Lach, so he'll answer you, ha'umi boyle, that end of the pasuk that says v'abasot teichal is needed to teach us, she'in ha'basar mutar ba'achila, that you're not allowed to eat the meat, the parts that are meant to be eaten, achizorek adam, until after the zrika. But it's not coming to say that you only do a zrika if there is basar around. Maybe it's only coming to tell us that you're not allowed to eat the basar when there is basar around until you do the zrika. If that's the case, so maybe the pasuk is only coming to say this halacha. So how did he learn from the beginning of the pasuk that you do this zrika regardless, even if there's no basar? Maybe the whole pasuk is coming to say that you have to do this zrika prior to the achila in order to be able to eat. Amalach in Cain had the Torah only come to say one limud. Nichte Rachmana Habasa Teichel Vahadar Vadam Zvachachi Shafech. It should write Habasa Teichel first, and then the Dam Zvachachi Shafech. Why should it write in that order? Because it's liberation, like it says in the earlier Pasuk. Vosiso Esach Habasa Vadam. Habasa is mentioned first, and then Dam. Maishna, the actor made the Dam Zvachecha. Why did the Pasuk switch the order over here and write the Zvika first and only afterwards Habasa Teichel? Shma Minov, we see from here, Dam Afa Vishem Basar. It's come to take two chedushim. Number one, the dam zrochecha yishafek, regardless that you have dam, even if there's no baser. Ushmamina, and you see the chedush number two, shayam baser mutar ba'achila, ashi zarek adam, that you're not allowed to eat the baser before the zrika. Rabbi Shua says, ein ha-baser mutar ba'achila, ashi zarek adam. You don't need the baser to teach us this halacha, that you cannot eat the baser until after the zrika, because that halacha, kal v'chaymeru, I can learn that from a kal v'chaymeru, ma'im murim. If the parts that are burnt on the Mizbeach, the Chalif, that when they're not there, they're not Ma'akiv, as long as the Zrika is there, the carbon's kosher. And even if they Murim are never burnt on the Mizbeach, they're not Ma'akiv, nonetheless, Ki Isnehu. When they Murim are there, Ma'akvi, they are Ma'akiv, like we learned earlier in our Masechta. That the Kohanim are not allowed to eat the Basar before the Akhtaras Emurim. So if that's the case, Dam, the blood, the Chiglasim Ma'akiv, that if there's no Dam, to do his rikos, it's ma'akev, you're not yoytze the carbon, so ki'isa, of course, when the blood is here, le'kolshken isn't le'kolshken the ma'akev, that you're not allowed to eat the meat until after this rika. Rabbi Yezer will answer back, yes, it could be learned from a kavachaymer, but we have this concept many times, that things that could have otherwise been learned from a kavachaymer, nonetheless, the Torah will bother itself to write it out explicitly. Rabbi Shua will answer back, of the Ikula Midrash Darshinim. Yes, we say this rule of Nosadasi Bukhava Khamitar Kazav Lakra, but we only say that as a last resort. If you can make a different drasha from it, we'd rather say that than say that the Torah just wrote something extra. Therefore, we're going to say over here, it's coming to Darshin, that Im Ein Basar Ein Dam. So now that we know Rabbi Lezer Shita, Rabbi Shua Shita, so now go back to our Kasha. Based on our two assumptions, number one, Tumah is only the Chuyah B'tzibah, and therefore you need to come on to Ritzit Sitz. Number two, the Ritzit Sitz only works on the parts that go on the Mizbeach, not on the Achilles. So, based on that, Hashdo, let us say, now we should say that our Mishnah is not like the opinion of Rabbi Shua. The Kiv and Amar Bin and Taharti, since Rabbi Shua says that in order for the carbon to be kosher, in order to be able to do this Rika, you need both components, you need both Basar and Dam, the Tzitz Achilas Min Meratza, and the Tzitz is not going to be Meratza on the Basar, because it's not Meratza on Achilas, so it comes out that you don't have both components. So Hechi Yasei Betumah, so how is there a din that the Tzibur brings a Betumah, if you don't have Basar, you can't do this Rika, so, and you don't have Basar over there, because you need Tzitz even Betzibur, and the Tzitz is not Meratza on the Basar. And for the Gemara, you could say that our mission is Rabbi Shua, because even though, like we're saying, that since it's not Meratza al Achilos, on the part of the Basar that's meant to be eaten by the Kehanim or by the Bailim, since it's not Meratza, however, the Tzitz is Meratza on the Basar or the Chalavim, which are meant to be brought on the Mizbeach. So every normal carbon, besides the parts that are eaten, there's a part of the basar of the chalev that is burnt on the mizbeach. So you always have your two components. You have your dam and you have your basar. Which basar? The basar that's going to be burnt on the mizbeach. Says the Gemara, Hotenas Zvachim. That's very good by karbonis. Because you always have the emun that are on the mizbeach, so that will be your second component. The Ika Oilim, because those all have Oilim. Ela Oimer Shtei Alechem, the Leka Oilim, but the Menachis, like the Oimer and the Shtei Alechem, which don't have Oilim, meaning Amich only has two parts. It has the Kemitza, which is B'makim Nizrika's dam. And then, the second component is the rest, which is eaten by the Kehanim. There's no other part that's burnt on the Mizbeach. There's no Oilim. So over there, if you say, Im Ein Basar, Ein Dam, so who I think, if there's no Shiraim, there's no Kemitza. Over here, since the Tzitz is not Meratza on Achilles, you have no Shiraim. So if that's the case, how could you do Kemitza? So Michael Memo, what are you going to say over there? So the Gemara wants to say, Amri, Ki Amar Rabbi Shua Nami Be'in and Tarti, when did Rabbi Shua say you need two components, Bezvachim? Dafka by Zvachim, the Menachos Loyomar, but by Menachos he never said such a halacha. Frankly, more Menachos Loyomar, Taka didn't say this halacha by Menachos. I votinan nitnu shiorel. If the shiraim, the leftovers, the part after the kemitza became tamei of a mincha, or of the shiorel, they got lost. So kemitas of Eliezer, according to Eliezer, who says dam af bishem baser, so what then you could have a kmitza without shirayim and kshera, so the mecha will be kosher. Kmitzas Rabbi Shua, whereas according to Rabbi Shua, who says the main baser in dam, so what then by a mecha, if there's no shirayim, there's no kmitza psula, so the mecha is going to be possible. So what do we see? Rabbi Shua said a shita even by a mecha. So we're back to Akasha. How is the Imran Shtei Lachim going to come bituma if it's not Maratz Anachilois? So the Gemara says, this Mishnah Menachis that says Kemidas Rabbi Shua, it means Kemidas like Kemidas. Like the shita Rabbi Shua, but not exactly how Rabbi Shua himself personally holds. Kemidas Rabbi Shua, it's like the shita Rabbi Shua, the Minyan Tati, who holds of that Mahalach, that shita, that you need two things in order for the carbon to be kosher. However, like Kemidas Rabbi Shua, but it's not exactly the shita Rabbi Shua. Neither Rabbi Shua b'zvachim amar menachas layam, because Rabbi Shua personally held of this halacha dafka by zvachim and not by menachas. Masha enkein v'ilu haytana, this tana of the Mishnah menachas sava afilu b'menachas holds that even by a carbon mecha you would have this rule that you need two components. You would need the kaimitz itself and the shirayim. Umanu suspect gemara. Umanu haytana, who's this tana the kai kavos say that it holds like Rabbi Shua that you need two components of machmer tzvei, and is more machmer that not only is he going to say by zvachim, but he's going to say even by menachos. Where do we have such a tana that we should say that this mishnah in menachos is going like that tana? And furthermore, I'll prove you that Rabbi Shua himself holds of that shita, because Tanya Amar Rabbi Yosi, because we have a brisa that Rabbi Yosi says Roy ani is Rabbi Yezer, I hold like Rabbi Yezer by menachos with regard to menachos ubizvachim and zvachim as well. With Rabbi Shua bizvachim menachos, and huadin I hold like Rabbi Shua with regard to zvachim and with regard to menachos. And the Bryce explains, "Dibur b'diyazav b'zvachim." I hold like Rabbi Yezer and zvachim shayayimer dam afal b'shem baser, that you're makar the dam even if there's no baser. With Rabbi Shua b'zvachim, but I hold like Rabbi Shua b'zvachim shayayimer im dam im baser. If there's no dam, then you're not makar the baser, and im baser im dam. If there's no baser, then you're not makar the dam. Now, really, these two things are mutually exclusive. How could he pass on like both shitas, like Rabbi Yezer and Rabbi Shua at the same time if they're arguing with each other? So that the Gemara Mir Hashem is going to deal with in tomorrow's daf. But as of now, this is what the Brisa says, and then further, Divrei Rabbi Eliezer ben Menachos shayayim mer kaimetz aval bishein shirayim, that you're makriv the kaimetz even though there's no shirayim, and Divrei Rabbi Yeshua ben Menachos shayayim mer main kaimetz ein shirayim, if there's no kaimetz you don't have the shirayim, the main shirayim, and if there's no shirayim main kaimetz, you're not makriv the kaimetz. So what we do see from the Brisa is Rabbi Yeshua must have said his shita by Menachos as well, since Rabbi Yosi is being makriya like him by Menachos. So we're back to the kasha. Rabbi Yeshua said his shita by menachos as well. That means by menachos you need two components. And since you know that the tzitz is not meratz on achila, so how could a mincha be brought for tzibur when the tzibur is tamei if you need b'tzibur a tzitz and the tzitz is not meratz on the achilas? And for the Gemara, look, Rabbi Yeshua must be that Rabbi Yeshua holds that tzitz meratz ala oilin v'ala achilas. The tzitz is not only meratz on the oilin, like we said before, but it's also meratz on achilas. Since the tzitz is meratz on achilas, so therefore, you, after the b'tzibur tzitz, the tzitz makes it as if the shirayim is kosher. Obviously, it's not going to be kosher to the point that you're allowed to eat it, but at least it will be considered kosher as if it's there, that you should be yotze by bringing in the kaimetz on the mizbeach, and that's why it's mutter b'tzibur. Ihochi, if that's the case, am I committed to b'shua psula? The Mishnah Menachos says that according to b'shua, it becomes posel if the shirayim became tamei, lost or burnt. Why is it going to be possible if it became tummy? Don't you have roots here? Tzitz says the Gemara, I'll be the star. If it's only going on if it got lost or it got burnt, because once it's destroyed, obviously the tzitz can't be mrats on it. But anachanami on tumma would be kosher because you have roots here. Tzitz. Correct the Gemara, Allah nitma lemakatani. So why does the Mishnah Menachos mention nitma to tell us a chiddush according to who? Rabbi Yezer pshita, according to Rabbi Yezer, to say that it's kosher even though it's tummy, that's poshit. Hashda yeshleim or avi v'saruf. If you could say that when it got lost or it got burnt, the lesson that it's not here at all, and nonetheless Ma'akshir, he's going to be Ma'akshir the Kaimitz without any Shirayim whatsoever, Ma'akshir Rabbi Yezer, so Nidma, where it became Tomei De'isa, that it's around, it's just possible. Mibayith, for sure, you don't have to tell me that it's good, that it's going to be Kosher, to be Ma'akshir the Kaimitz. Elopshit, there must be the Rabbi Yeshua, he's going like Rabbi Yeshua. To say a chiddush in Rabbi Yeshua, that even according to Rabbi Yeshua, not only when it's offered in Sar, can you not bring the Kaimitz, but even if it's Tommy and it's around, since it's no good, since it's possible, nonetheless you're not allowed to be makriv the kaimitz. So the katani psulo, so we see that even if in the case of Tommy, it's possible, which means to say that tzitz is not meratze. So what do we see that Rabbi Yeshua's shita is that tzitz is not meratze on achilas? That is kasha number one. V'oi, kasha number two. Tanya, we have a bright Rabbi Yeshua in there. Call us Lachem Shabbat Torah. El Chabonis Benchanim Abasar V'Chelim Kayim. Whether the basar became tamei and the chelav, the parts that are burnt on the mizbeach, are still around, are tar, or the opposite, ben shenim chelav who basar kayim, or whether the chelav became tamei but the meat is still around, zerek hazadam. Either way, you could do zrika, because all Rabbi Shua needs is two components. You need the zrika, and then you need basar. That basar could be either the basar of achilas adam or the basar of achilas mizbeach. So as long as you have one of the two, then the carbon is okay. But if both became tamei, both the chela that was meant to be burnt on the mizbeach and the basar that's meant to be eaten, so then you don't have a second component at all. Loi, it's no good. Alma kasavar Rabbi Shua, enatzitz meratz loyala olin loyala achilas, comes out that Rabbi Shua holds that you don't have ritzitzitz, not on the olin and not on the achilas, because if you did have ritzitzitz, so even if they became tamei, who cares? It's tzitzitz meratz. Ela loyala Rabbi Shui. So no, a new teretz. Our Mishnah could be the Shita Rabbi Yeshua, that even Rabbi Yeshua holds up at Tzibur, these things are mutter. And the Rabbi Yeshua, he must need them. V'lekashen, nonetheless, it's not sure, even though we say that Rabbi Yeshua holds Tuma Dechuya B'Tzibur, you need to come out to reach a tzitz, and he holds that the tzitz is not Maratza on Oilin and Achilois. Teretz is, V'lekashen, kam lechatchila, kam b'di'evet. When did Rabbi Yeshua say it's not Maratza, that means you're not allowed to bring it lechatchila? But b'di'evet, if you bring it, so then, even though he holds him ein baser, ein dam, and ein, that's only lachatila, but b'di'eved, if you were mak of the dam, even without baser, it's still kosher. Ki on Rabbi Shua lachatila, b'di'eved loy. Umina temra, where do we see that he's the shanalei, the Rabbi Shua, that Rabbi Shua makes a difference between lachatila b'di'eved, between lachatila and b'di'eved? Tanya. Because we have a brisa, nitma baser, if the baser became tamei, oichin isala, became posel, ashiyatza, or chutz lekalim, or left. When out of the Azar. In all these cases, you don't have any more Basar. Rabbi Yazar Amir Yizrik. Rabbi Yazar says you can still do the Zrika because that's his Shita. Da'am Afa Bishayim Basar. Rabbi Shua Aimer. Rabbi Shua says, La Yizrik, you cannot do the Zrika because he holds Imein Basar Aim Da'am. Umayt Rabbi Shua. Nonetheless, Rabbi Shua is Mayde. She'im Zarak, that Bidi Evid, if you already did the Zrika Hurtza, it was Machaper, the carbon is a kosher carbon. So we see that this halacha of Da'am, Imein Basar Aim Da'am, is only the Chatkila. Bidi Evid. It's Meratzeh. So our Mishnah that says that it's Meratzeh, even though there's no Ritzitzitz, Teretz is, because with the Eved, we say, Dam Afo Bishem Basar. Says the more you can't say this Teretz. Why? Because Chodor, Kajra number one, the Psula the Eved Mashma. The Mishnah Menachis that says if the Shalayim became Tamei, it's Pasol, is Mashma, even with the Eved, it's Pasol. So how could you say that it's only a din of lachatchila that you don't have the dam or the klametz without a second component. The ayin, and furthermore, even if you're going to say that pasul just means pasul to do it lachatchila, but however, how is that going to explain our Mishnah? Chamisha dvarim vayim lachatchila mashma, because our Mishnah says five things come betumah or mashma that you're allowed to bring it even lachatchila. That now, if according to Rav Shimon, wherever you don't have a second component, wherever you don't have basar, you're not allowed to bring it lachatchila, so how are you allowed to bring the ayman neshtei alachim lachatchila? And echanami b'dievet, if you would bring it, it would be kosher, but how are you allowed to bring it lachatchila? Ella says, the Gemara, final teretz lekasha, tam b'yalka kam b'tzibur. When did Rabbi Shua say that you need two components, and at least lachatchila, you can't bring it without two components? That's by a yavid. By a tzibur, even lachatchila, you're allowed to bring it without two components. Now Rashi explains, how is that possible? You don't have Ritzit Tzitz on Achilois. So now we're falling off, says Rashi, of the first assumption. This whole sugya was gone because we assumed Tumah Dechuya B'Tzibur, and therefore you have to come onto the Tzitz. Now, according to Rashi explains, the Maskar, we're saying that no, Rabbi Yeshua doesn't hold Tumah Dechuya B'Tzibur, rather he holds Hutra B'Tzibur, you don't need the Ritzit Tzitz. So even though Ritzit Tzitz is not going to work for Achilois, but nonetheless, Betzibur, we don't need Ritzitzit, so then everything is kosher, both the Arlan and the Achilas, and therefore you could bring even Lachatchila, the Mincha, because you have everything, because Tumah Hutra Betzibur.